Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the hadith shaykh from yesterday, the second question on the day of Qiyamah will be, how did you spend your youth? Was it spent in performing good deeds for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, such as salah, helping the oppressed, or helping the weak and disabled ones? Or did you spend your energy in disobedience, like wasteful living, sinning, being cruel to the helpless, helping the oppressors, collecting haram wealth, or in useless pastimes which are not beneficial for you in this world or in the Akhirah? Remember, you will have to answer in a court where no one would be able to help you. Lying, cheating, or fancy talk would be of no help to you. The secret service of that court, that is the recording angels, are with you at all times. In fact, the very limbs of man with which he commits sins will confess to his sins. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. This day, that is the day of Qiyamah, we will set a seal on their mouths, and their hands and feet will speak to us and bear witness as to what they used to do. The hands will speak and mention the sins done by them. The feet will speak about the wrong places they walked to. Allah Ta'ala further says, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. The ayat continue. The translation is, and make mention of the day when the enemies of Allah Ta'ala will be gathered together towards the fire. When they reach it, that is, and the questioning starts, their ears, their eyes, and their skins will speak against them as to what they used to do. And they will say to their skins and their limbs, why did you speak against us? They will say, Allah made us talk, the one who gave speech to all things, and who created you, and to whom you have to return. You were not ashamed of your ears and your eyes and your skin speaking against you, for obviously nobody can hide his sins from his own limbs. But you thought that Allah did not know much of what you did. That is, used to say to yourselves, do what you will, no one can ever question you. Your wrong belief that Allah Ta'ala doesn't know what you do has ruined you, and you find yourselves today with those who are totally lost. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that they were once sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he smiled and his mubarak teeth became visible. He then asked if they knew why he had smiled. They replied that Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew best. He then told them that on the day of Qiyamah, a man will say to his Rabb, O Allah, have you not promised me protection against injustice? Allah Ta'ala will reply, certainly. The man will then say, I do not trust any outside witness against me. Allah Ta'ala will reply, well, we shall make you a witness against yourself. His mouth will then be sealed and the parts of his body will be ordered to speak. They will mention all his deeds. And when he is allowed to speak again, he will say to his limbs, may you be cursed and suffer for it. It was because of you that I did all these things.